Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with Greg Haynes, top hired hand of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Back with Greg here in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, it's your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 5th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, SLA TV, that's channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior Sunrise at 7:30. We'll be offering 29,000 head, including 3,700 yearling steers, 3,850 yearling heifers, 19,700 wean calves, and 350 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video, visit the website superiorlivestock.com or give us a call 800-422-2117. Remember, this sale December 5th and the one on December 19th, the last sales of 2019. One additional date to remember, it's Bell Ringer 33 coming the 8th and 9th of January 2020. Up next though, Superior Video Livestock Auction Thursday, December 5th, 8 a.m. at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. Earlier in 2019, Greg Haynes took over the position of Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, coming over from the U.S. Meat Export Federation, longtime contractor of the CBB. And he says that experience with the USMEF has helped him get up to speed quickly as the new top hired hand of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff.
As you said, I've been in my current role now for almost 5 months, so still kind of figuring things out, but I've gotten a pretty good feel of what we're doing. And I think having been a contractor with the checkoff through U.S. Meat Export Federation, I was there for 18 years, so have a pretty good feel for, you know, what the checkoff can do and what it can't do. And so this really gives me an opportunity to, I think, you know, work on what we're doing to promote beef, not just internationally, but all the domestic activities as well. So for me, this is super exciting to be able to represent the cattle producers here, you know, globally now, really, and especially in the United States.
You know, when you think about the checkoff and a major contractor like a USMEF, I guess it gives you a good education on how the checkoff basically protects those dollars as they invest them and the expectations they have of performance.
Right. No, exactly. And I think that's something that probably a lot of the producers don't really understand. I mean, the checkoff's been around for 34 years now. And so the people who are engaged and, you know, active in, like, putting the checkoff in place have kind of moved up. And you've got a whole generation of producers underneath there who they know about the checkoff, but I don't know if they know the details of, you know, how it came about or what it can do or what it can't do and how the funding decisions, everything are made. Having worked as a contractor, I was very well aware of that because there are lots of, you know, restrictions. You've got to be able to really verify and show what you're using. You have to have results. The operating committee, which is made up of all producers from around the country, you know, make these funding decisions. And if they don't think you're doing a good job, you won't get your funding. So it's a very competitive process. And again, very, you know, the process is transparent, but there's a lot of checks and balances in there, which I don't think most people really realize.
As you've looked at the whole picture now, going from just the international side to the full picture of what the dollar does, what has jumped out at you in those first 5 months?
Well, several things. I mean, I think it's just pretty amazing what all is happening with the checkoff. I mean, there's so many things that are going on domestically with the various contractors, so many things going on internationally that really the producer should be excited about that. And our challenge, you know, is trying to get that message out to the producers. And that's tough just because there's so many producers out there and there's so much happening. It's tough to really get everything out there. So, I mean, that's one of the challenges I see. The other challenge, I think, is just that misinformation. There's, I think, different groups and different people out there who don't understand the checkoff. And they're saying things about it that are not true at all. And, you know, they're making it sound like this is true. Everything that we say from the CBB has to be fact-checked. It has to be approved by USDA. So we can't just go out and make things up where, unfortunately, other people are. And so this is where we want to get that message out a lot more, be very transparent, but talk about the processes, how decisions are made, the vigorous audit and review procedures and the evaluations that go on. So I think if the producers see this, they'll appreciate the checkoff even more.
What are the two or three truths that you think producers especially need to know?
Well, I think the producers really need to know that this is a producer-driven program. So producers are making the decisions all along the whole entire way. So our board has about 100 people. We don't pick those board members. All the states they submit names to be on the board, and then actually the Secretary of Agriculture decides who those board members are going to be. So I think just, you know, knowing that this is producer-driven, it's not staff-driven, it's not, you know, company-driven or anything like that. It's the producers from around the country. And then I think, you know, some of the other things is just, you know, misinformation, again, about how these decisions are made and who's doing them. So it's critical that we get that information out there. And then I think just information about the industry as a whole, as far as the sustainability story that we have, and the quality of the nutrition and the, you know, the benefits of consuming beef. A lot of that message is lost on the consumer. So I think, you know, being more aggressive on getting those kind of messages out as well. You know, beef, we've got a great story, and so we just got to make sure that that story is out there being heard. So a lot of, you know, I think most of it really just has to do with communication, communication to the consumers and communication to the producers, and building trust with both of those groups.
Executive Director of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Greg Haynes. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 38th Annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition, Saturday, December 7th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 60 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition, Saturday, December 7th at Atoka Livestock Auction.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.